President Obama and his family are in their second day of a visit to Cuba, the first sitting president to visit since Calvin Coolidge, who sailed in on the USS Texas and parked it where the USS Maine was sunk 30 years before in the Spanish-American War. Lisa, that's an entrance.
It is indeed. And today the trip turns from sightseeing to diplomacy. The president is meeting with Cuba's president Raul Castro at the Palace of the Revolution. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Havana. Hello, Carrie.
Hi.
What is it like to watch as President Obama travels around Cuba? Are Cubans themselves turning out to greet him?
Well, the security is very tight, as it would be for any head of state coming here. And I have to add that it's been raining and very stormy ever since the Obama family landed. So that's sort of put a little damper on the crowd. But also the security is just very tight. And Cubans don't really gather in large public arenas unless it's sanctioned by the Cuban government. And the Cuban government didn't organize any mobilization to bring people out. So right off the bats, the crowds are not going to be that huge like they were when Pope Francis was just here last year. People were brought in by buses, and the crowds were huge. The Obamas strolled through the cobblestone streets of Old Havana with umbrellas, and much of that area had been sealed off from the public. But people did shout from their windows with greetings and hellos, and there was a lot of waving and warm feelings, I'd say.
Right, but it sounds like the government there wants to keep a damper on it, at least right now, lest Cubans show too much enthusiasm for the American president's presence there. So President Obama had a meeting this morning, and he has a state dinner tonight with Cuba's President Raul Castro. Can you describe what their relationship is like and the status of it right now?
The relationship between Obama and Raul Castro it's just a recent relationship. You know, they only met within the last few years, but they have, you know, made history together. So they are learning how to work on this relationship. But they seem really cordial to each other. And as I said, you know, these are historic moves they're making together. But, you know, the Cubans here are walking just this really fine line as the head of the U.S. has come to visit. For years, the U.S. has been the enemy and the cause of all problems here in Cuba. So, and they've always been the imperial power. So it's been difficult in the run-up to this visit for them to sort of drop that and warmly welcome the empire's leader. You know, we've seen editorials and statements by high officials here in the last couple of days that haven't been too warm and fuzzy. The Cubans just continue to hammer on that the things would get better here, not if they made changes, but if the U.S. embargo against Cuba had been lifted. And that is the reason why Cuba is suffering so greatly economically right now.
And what is right now? Can you describe the status of U.S.-Cuban relations in general?
Well, diplomatic relations, you know, have been restored, and there's embassies in both countries. But, you know, it's still a difficult, after 50 years of animosity, it's difficult to pick up and begin this relation and make it normal. Everybody says that's going to take a long time. You know, Obama yesterday, when he was speaking to U.S. embassy staff who brought their kids to greet him, that's what he usually does when he goes to a country, he just said, you know, I hope that when these kids grow up, that it will be normal for a U.S. president to visit Cuba. But there are still tensions. You know, Obama has punched a lot of holes in the 50-year-old embargo. He's allowed for more trade and travel. But Cuba needs to reform laws that would let importation of U.S. goods, license these U.S. businesses that are clamoring to do business here in Cuba. And it's just going to be a very slow process.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting point, that it's not just the United States that has restrictions on trade with Cuba, but Cuba has restrictions as well. One of the dissenters of the president's visit, not surprisingly, is the GOP presidential candidate Ted Cruz, who wrote in Politico that President Obama is, through this visit, legitimizing a corrupt and oppressive regime. Is that the view that any Cubans there are expressing about the political dissidents that are still imprisoned by the Cuban government?
You do hear that criticism. It's not just Cruz making that, but a lot of other people. You know, but on the ground here, the opposition isn't as single-minded, as strident as it was just 5 years ago. There are varying opinions about how best to bring about change here. And also some groups, especially like artists, gay rights activists, the church and Afro-Cuban groups, they've gained a little bit more space to criticize and work than ever before. just yesterday, as Obama was getting ready to fly here, 50 dissidents that do this weekly Sunday march were roughed up and detained. I was there, and it was quite the scene. They were met by security forces and backed up by hundreds of Castro supporters chanting pro-revolutionary slogans. So, you know, there is a lot of debate and screaming on both sides still going on.
Carrie, I wonder, in closing, if there are any other images that you have seen there since the president touched down that you can describe for us.
Well, I just think it was amazing to see Air Force One on the tarmac in Jose Marti International Airport in Havana. It was quite a sight. But at the same time, there was no red carpet. Today's going to be an amazing day when the two presidents are together, and we're going to hear a speech by Obama tomorrow to the Cuban people that will be broadcast live on Cuban television, and so it's just going to be continually being historic moments here for the U.S. and Cuban relations that we just couldn't imagine 2 years ago.
NPR's international correspondent Carrie Kahn speaking to us from Havana, Cuba. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.